33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Drive out east of Temple along Highway 53, and you'll pass through a handful of small, tight-knit Central Texas farming communities settled by German and Czech immigrants tucked away among miles of rolling cornfields. The old buildings out here are more than just structures. They're cultural touchstones that connect residents to that immigrant past. Earlier this week, one of the area's most significant landmarks was destroyed in a fire. No one was injured or killed, but the Texas Standard's Jill Ament found a lot of hurt nonetheless.
In tiny Zobchickville, some 90 minutes north of Austin, you're bound to run into Green's Sausage House. It's been around since the late 1940s, and it's a popular spot for locals. When I walked into the restaurant earlier this week, it didn't take long to learn what was on the mind of people eating there, like Daniel Wilde.
And in just a matter of minutes, it was totally engulfed.
Wilde is describing a fire that destroyed a nearly 125-year-old Catholic church on Monday in another tiny town 6 miles north of Zobchickville called Westphalia. Wilde's lived in this area his entire life. 4 generations of his family went to the church.
Local people built that church up, so it's very hard
to see that go.
Westphalia's Church of the Visitation was a large Catholic church built by German immigrants in the late 1890s. The church was hard to miss in this area. It towered over the vast rows of Central Texas cornfields. Made with stones hauled by train and buggy from a town near LaGrange and timber from Waco, the church measured 120 feet long and 52 feet wide. 2 large copper-domed bell towers, both adorned with a cross, sat on each side of the sanctuary. And inside the sanctuary, 20 stained glass windows shipped from Germany illuminated hand-carved pews, an altar, and a towering pipe organ. All of those features were destroyed by Monday's fire.
Naturally, you know, you drive through, well, there's the church used to be there. And those of us that have been here this long, we'll always remember it as being there.
When I visited the site of where the Church of the Visitation used to be on Tuesday, what was left was a pile of charred and smoldering rubble. Fire crews and investigators were sifting through the remains, looking for clues as to what started the fire. Jerry Loden is the Westphalia Volunteer Fire Department's assistant fire chief.
Actually, my sister-in-law was at my mother-in-law's farm and actually saw smoke coming out of the South Tower at about 7:55, and that's when she called me. And then, of course, I saw the smoke because you can see it from all the way around. And then we
Loden says the first firefighters arrived at the church around 8 o'clock Monday morning.
Obviously, a lot of lumber, dry wood, and the wind was just really blowing hard. So it became apparent pretty quick we weren't going to have enough resources quick enough to be able to save the structure. So we had to more or less focus on saving the rectory where the priest lives, and we were able to at least save that.
Loden is also a member of the Church of the Visitation. The congregation is still very active, comprised of around 500 people from the area. They were planning on holding a 125th anniversary celebration next May.
It's hard to put into words, but you know, it's a feeling of loss. You feel like you've lost part of yourself. And of course, being a member here, living just stones throw away, to see those steeples not there, it's surreal. I was married here to my high school sweetheart 34 years ago, so it's a tough day.
The church's historic schoolhouse across the street was spared from the fire. It serves as a museum now. Loden says you can find hundreds, if not thousands, of photos of people who were married at the church. He says every year Westphalia holds a picnic and homecoming at the church. Thousands of descendants of congregants show up. This week, descendants like Rosemary Clark and her daughter came out to see what was left of the church. Clark's parents were baptized and married in the church. Her father is buried at the cemetery across the street.
It was really pretty because you'd go to the cemetery. Like, you know, I'd go to the cemetery and put flowers out. And they always had the bells. It was really peaceful, so pretty.
Clark lives in Waco and her daughter lives in Austin, but she says they come back to the church a couple times a year. For other visitors like Debbie McQueen, it's a similar story.
It's like coming home, and now there's the home is not there, but the memories are still there. It's just going to be very much missed, and believe me, it will come back again.
And McQueen's right. Church leaders are already discussing plans to rebuild the church to look exactly like it used to. and some say it'll be bigger and better than ever. Reporting for the Texas Standard in Westphalia, I'm Jill Ament.